Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. You've seen Joel in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. He's been published in there every weekend. He hosts Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin in Hartford. And then in Boston, Saturdays at 7 a.m. on WCBV. Is where you can find Money Wisdom. He's also been an analyst on Fox Business. He's authored six of his own books, including most famously The Money Map. And we'll get into some retirement planning topics in just a moment. We're going to talk about some apocalyptic predictions that a lot of people make in the financial world. Are those actually as apocalyptic as people try to make it sound, or are they just being dramatic?
Hey, John, the other thing that we're going to talk about, you mentioned the apocalyptic predictions that we're going to be talking about today. But we're going to talk about the difference in the generations, how, you know, our parents' generation had a lot easier of a time planning for retirement, navigating through retirement, living in retirement. You know, my mom and dad are 82 and 84. Their retirement was much simpler than mine is going to be at age 56 because they just had different things available to them. So we kind of joke around saying, well, you know, the older generation, they claimed that they walked uphill both ways to school every day and, you know, through the snow and so on and so forth. But there were some things that were actually easier for them and are not as easy for us. So we'll get into all that, walking uphill to school both ways, or just how it's different, my generation compared to our parents' generation. And then, of course, the predictions that some are giving out there and what's the validity in these predictions. Some of them kind of doom and gloom.
So yeah, let's talk about some of these predictions that people make, Joel. And I'm curious to hear your perspective. Are these truly as dire as some people make them sound, or is that just, you know, dramatic effect for TV or whatever media they happen to be in? So some people will say, hey, Social Security's going broke. They're going to have to cut everyone's benefit. Is it truly that apocalyptic or not?
I don't think it is that apocalyptic, but it's definitely an issue. Actuarially, Social Security is underfunded, and there's a period of years, and I forget actually what the years are, but something like, you know, 19 or 2024 through 2036, for example, those aren't the exact words, where there's more money promised in benefits in those particular years than will be coming into the system. Because remember, Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system. I'm paying in right now. The money that I'm paying in is going out the door to pay the benefits to the people that are receiving Social Security. So there's no trust fund. It's sort of a pay-in and then pay-out system. The workers pay in and the retirees who are the beneficiaries of the system get their checks. And so there's a period of time coming up. It's about 10 or 15 years where the money going out is greater than the money that's going to be paid in. And so there will probably have to be either some subsidies or a benefits cut. I don't think personally that anybody collecting Social Security today, right now in 2019, is going to get their benefits cut. I think what you're going to see is very similar to what happened when President Reagan was in office, where they extend the retirement year, the full retirement age. They might make people fund at a greater degree, so maybe the Social Security taxes go up. Maybe there's some sort of means testing where they say if you saved a certain amount of money, you don't get Social Security or you get a lower amount. Something has got to change, but I do not think Social Security is just going to blow up and it's going to be this situation where nobody gets anything.
Very interesting. So some issues, but maybe not as dire as some people make it sound. How about this one, Joel? The national debt is out of control and tax rates are going to go through the roof at some point.
Well, and I know we have in our listening audience some very bright people that work at some of our finest universities here that have done math and said, well, wait a minute, even though the national debt is growing because our economy is also growing, our ability to pay the interest on the debt makes this a non-issue, because as the economy grows, we have more money in the tax coffers of the United States government to pay the interest on the debt. There are other people that say, nope, this is completely unsustainable, that the dollar is going to collapse, that the United States is going to turn into more of a European-type economy where it's just really burdened by all the social programs. And we don't have control. You and I do not have control over this particular issue. We can vote one party or the other, or even an independent or libertarian party, but there still is not a ton of control that we have. And even those people that run on certain platforms for elections, they seem to get into office and they change. And, you know, we can be cynical and say they were just lying to us, or we can kind of give them the benefit of the doubt and said, well, they didn't understand the issue and how difficult it was to change it. The bottom line is the national debt is a problem. If I borrow a dollar from you today and I have to pay it back in 30 years, like the government does, it's in my best interest to see that dollar that I have to pay back in 30 years devalued, which is how inflation works. So this is a very complex issue. The bottom line is this: you do not want to count on things that you can't control in your retirement for your retirement security. You've got to control as much as you can. So these issues like Social Security going broke, the national debt, yes, they are serious issues. There is not a whole lot that I can do about those issues sitting across from a client. We have to deal with the things that we can control.
A lot of wisdom in controlling what you can control and not worrying about all the stuff you can't. Being prepared to address all the stuff you can't control, but don't spend a lot of time worrying about it. We're talking about apocalyptic predictions. Are they truly as dire as some people make them sound? How about this, Joel? We've all gotten used to interest rates being really low, so when the Fed raises rates, nobody will want to borrow money and the economy is going to grind to a halt.
Well, okay, well, there's a number of things here, and I'm chuckling because of this thing of nobody is going to borrow money. I always look, I'm on the fifth floor of our office building. I look out onto the parking lot and I look at all these cars out there. And I don't have the exact statistics on this, but my guess is 3/4 of those cars are financed. We as Americans live in a world where most people, not myself and my wife, not my parents, not most of our clients, but most people are constantly borrowing money. And the people that need to buy that new car every 3 years are going to buy that new car, whether the interest rate is 0% or 7%. They are going to buy that new car. And so this idea that people will stop borrowing money when the Fed raises interest rates, that's not correct. Now, people say, well, Joel, what about companies? Companies are still going to borrow money. They still need capital. And so if interest rates get too high, they might slow that down a little bit, or the cost of that money that they need to finance their operations might be too high and they might slow down. But at the same time, if interest rates are going up, that tends to mean, generally speaking, that the economy is growing fast, because the government won't raise interest rates. The Fed won't raise interest rates if a growing economy can't support those higher interest rates. So economy's not going to grind to a halt because the Fed raises interest rates. It might slow down. The economy will tend to grind to a halt maybe for other reasons, but certainly not because the Fed is going to raise interest rates. And by the way, if you're like most of our clients, you're not borrowing a heck of a lot of money, and you're usually putting money in bank deposits or fixed annuities where you would like to have a higher interest rate.
All right, last apocalyptic prediction that we'll break down here has to do with the stock market. So people say the stock market's been rolling up for way too long. There's going to be a crash soon, and it's going to be bad. Do you see it that way, Joel?
Well, that is a two-part question, isn't it? We've got the first part, which is the stock market has been rolling up for – actually, I should say it's a two-part statement. The stock market has been rolling up for way too long. That is absolutely true from a statistical standpoint. We had the bottom back in the beginning of 2009. And for the most part, since that time, there hasn't been a long protracted bear market or even market correction. There's been these short little hits. The last one we saw was in December, where most of the indexes were down between 7 and 8%, but then it popped right back up in January. And that's sort of been what has happened. We had one year that was flat in there, but for the most part, there hasn't been a down year. So we are, statistically speaking, if we look back at market history, way overdue. The second part of this statement, I'm not sure about. There's going to be a crash, and soon it's going to be bad. That's the second part of that statement. There is going to be a market downturn. Whether it's a crash or not depends on how you define crash. Whether it's going to be bad, well, of course it's going to be bad. If you have money exposed to the stock market and it drops by 20, 30, 40%, that's bad. We all wish we would have sold at the top. But at the same time, that is part of a normal market cycle, and you ought to get used to it. Don't think that you can time the market, go in and out. Leave that up to the giant hedge fund managers that are running their systems on algorithms that have been improved year after year over the last many years. You and I as individual investors can't do that. I don't believe you can. If you think we can, don't give us a call, because that is not the business we're in. The business we're in is creating good, strong financial plans that will work over the long term, regardless of what the short-term gyrations of the market is. And remember, the biggest mistake people can make is underestimating the way they will behave when things get stressful. Most of the time, an investor hurts themselves because of their behavior and their emotions, not because of what's going on out there in the so-called world of the stock market.
So, Joel, for people who maybe hear a lot of these predictions, a lot of these dire warnings in the media, and they just don't know what to make of it, is this important? Is this something I should be paying attention to or not? What can you do to help people cut through the clutter?
Everybody listening to this program, John, has been a good saver. People that aren't good savers just don't listen to these types of programs. And so what I would say is that you've saved and invested for retirement. What are you going to do now? The savings that you have, whether you're already retired or you're getting close to retirement, what is the plan? Because the plan should be fundamentally different than it was when you were in your 30s or 40s. When you get close to retirement, you want to go into a retirement philosophy or a money management philosophy of preservation with reasonable rate of return. And the big mistake people make is they're still invested for growth, which means when they're taking too much risk, they don't find out until it's too late. So every one of you that's getting close to retirement or that is in retirement, you want to get a checkup to make sure that your portfolio and your financial plan is still aligned, or maybe needs to be aligned. So you want to make sure it is aligned with your current values and your goals. If you've saved more than you need to, maybe you can afford to take a little more risk. If you haven't quite saved enough, the way to make up for that is not to take more risk and roll the dice. It's to have a strong financial plan. Either way, whether you're just about to be retired, you need to have a good financial plan. If you're already retired, this is for you, because based on statistics, we've got to reduce our risk right now, make sure we're getting a reasonable rate of return, but don't take too much risk. So come on in. I want you to come into our office and get a money map. We will create a money map for you that shows how much risk you're taking. Do your investments line up with your goals? Do you have that full financial plan? And the great thing is we keep it simple. So call and get your own money map. We'll offer this to the next 12 callers at 1-800-705-1232. Again, if you can call in now and be one of the first 12 callers, we'll give you a money map. It's real simple. You come into our office, we have a conversation, have a cup of coffee together. We put together a money map for you that shows exactly where all your accounts are and if they line up with your goals. It's really simple to understand. That's why people love it. Very different because it's nice and simple. Call 1-800-705-1232. Set up a time to come on in for a visit and get your own customized money map.
800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-1232. No cost or obligation to come in for your money map retirement review. And by the way, you can call or text that number. Just be sure to include your first and last name, whether you're calling and leaving a message or texting in. Just let us know your name. We'll contact you later and work out the details. You don't have to have your calendar in front of you right now. We'll figure that out later. 800-705-1232 is the number to call. Go ahead and reach out now while it's on your mind. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. You mentioned it earlier in the show, Joel. Let's talk about walking to school uphill both ways. You know that story you always heard from your parents or your grandparents about how much tougher things were when they were kids. Well, guess what? Our generation has some things tougher than they had it, namely planning for retirement. Retirement planning was actually a lot easier for them than it is for people retiring today or people who will be retiring in the next 10 years or so. Some of the reasons for that, well, one of those reasons would be shorter life expectancies, right? If you don't live past 75, retirement planning's easier.
Yeah, and think about this. I mean, 30 or 40 years ago, somebody would die at 65 and we would say, oh, they lived a good life. Now, if somebody dies at 65, we say, oh, they died so young. Life expectancies have just gotten a lot longer. I'm 56 years old. I haven't looked at an actuarial table lately, but I'm guessing that if you have 1,000 people that are 56 years old, there's a high probability that many of them will live into their 90s, and the majority of them are going to live into their 80s. And so medicine's getting better. It's keeping us alive longer. What does that mean? It means if you retire at age 65, you could have a 30-year retirement, and you better have a way to triple your retirement income over that period of time, because inflation is going to reduce the spending power that you have in retirement. So you retire at age 65. Let's say you want $10,000 a month of income. You live to be 95. It might take $25,000 or $30,000 a month to do what that $10,000 did when you were 65, because we're 30 years later and inflation reduces the spending power of the dollar. If you don't believe me, look back to when a stamp cost 15 cents. And we don't use postage stamps as much anymore, but you know, back when a stamp was 15 cents, I believe the year was 1979. Fast forward that to 2009 or 2005, and stamps were 45, 50 cents, some, I think maybe 46 cents. So that's a triple. That's a triple over a 30-year period. So we've got to be able to increase our yield, not spend all of our return that we're getting off our investment portfolio, but reinvest a little bit so we can give ourselves raises, because we have much longer life expectancies. The previous generations, my dad's generation, they had shorter life expectancies, so they did not have to invest the same way we do to be able to give ourselves raises over the course of our retirement.
Another thing to consider, Joel, is lower healthcare costs. The cost of healthcare has increased at a rate much faster than inflation. So people retiring 20, 30, 40 years ago, yes, they had healthcare expenses, but as a percentage of their income, it was nothing like what people face today.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And we just had a changeover in our group health insurance here at the company at Johnson Brunetti for our employees. And I cannot believe how expensive health insurance is. And it doesn't pay for everything. Now, I don't know what the solution is. I don't like the idea of this single payer system. But what we're doing right now certainly doesn't work very well either as far as the cost. So costs are much higher than they used to be. Healthcare costs are much higher. The quality of the care, I think, is better, but regardless, the cost of healthcare right now between insurance and copays and so on, so much more than it used to be for my mom and dad and my grandparents, and that has to be factored into our retirement planning. You used to be able to go on autopilot. You know, you collected a pension, and then you had your health insurance taken care of, and you didn't have to worry about any of that. Well, pensions are gone. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But healthcare costs are completely out of control. And for many people, it's going to take up a significant chunk of their retirement. I'm not saying this to try to get people depressed. I'm saying it because part of your financial plan, and we do that Money Map retirement plan for you, part of that is we estimate health insurance costs. We'll set that amount in a reserve for you to pay those costs in retirement. And that's part of the equation to find out if you're going to have enough income to last for the rest of your life.
Another thing that previous generations were better off with was the fact that they had higher interest rates to work with. I mean, if you think about a lot of people, a lot of your grandparents maybe just had their money in the bank and they just lived off the interest. Good luck trying to do that in today's day and age.
Well, and I remember even just back in 07, before our economic crisis there of 08, you could go get a 5-year CD and that would pay 5%. You could actually take out the interest without a penalty. Obviously, you couldn't break it early, but you could take out the interest without a penalty. So think about that. You put $500,000 in a 5-year CD, your principal's guaranteed, and you've got $25,000 a year coming out that you can spend at the end of that 5-year period. You can take your money and roll it into another CD if you want to. Well, those days certainly aren't around right now. We might be getting back to that area of interest levels, you know, that level of interest rate. But my mom and dad, again, my grandparents, they could get much better CD rates. Savers were better rewarded with safe money options in previous generations. And so again, what's happened is over the last few years, people have done what we call in our business reaching for yield. They've taken more risk to get these higher rates of return on CDs or bonds or whatnot, because they're not getting the kind of rates they need on the 100% safe guaranteed money. And what's going to happen is when the market turns down, whether they're owning high yield bonds or stocks, dividend paying stocks, or even just growth stocks, they're going to get hurt because they reached for that return.
Last thing, and you mentioned it earlier, is pensions. But quite frankly, retirement planning is a lot easier when you have a pension. And sure, some people today have pensions, but certainly if we're talking about the percentage of the population, it's not a high percentage compared to a generation or two ago.
No, and 30 years ago, when somebody retired, between their pension that they would get from their company and Social Security, usually they could replace 100% of their income need in retirement. So think about that. You know, today we talk an awful lot with clients about having your investment portfolio set up properly so you can provide an income in retirement and leave something to the people that you love. It used to be that all your savings would just go to the people that you love because all your income needs were being taken care of from Social Security and pensions. Those days are gone. Almost anybody today that has a pension that's receiving a pension, even those companies that are paying out the pensions, are trying to get out of the obligation by offering a lump sum. If you have a pension right now and you're still working, chances are your company, before you retire, will shut off that pension. They can't take the benefits back, but they will shut off the calculation and their funding of that pension. It's just too expensive for companies these days. So my grandparents, my parents had pension. I will not have a pension. Very few people, even working for giant corporations today, will have a pension, which is why we talk all the time about having this retirement income analysis done for you that come in and see us for that Money Map Retirement Review. It's part of the Money Map Retirement Plan that we put together for you. Everybody should have a plan, and the foundation of that plan is answering two very important questions right off the bat before you start talking about investments. Those questions are, number one, do you have enough money to last for the rest of your life? Do you know that? Are you sure you know that? Is it in writing? Number two, what rate of return do you need on your money to last for the rest of your life? Those are two critical questions because they will drive your investment plan. Why is that important? It's important because we don't have pensions anymore, and there is some uncertainty about Social Security. So although early in the program I said I don't think anybody collecting Social Security now is at risk, for younger people it could get taxed higher. We've got to make sure that we've got our investment set up properly to provide that pension-like income even though we don't have a pension. And here's what I've seen from the folks that come in and visit with me, that come in from this radio program. Most of them are taking too much risk and they don't have their investments set up to provide a good, stable income. They have their investments set up as if they were 30 or 40 years old. They're stretching for yield. Maybe they don't even know it because their advisor is not a retirement income specialist. And sooner or later, unfortunately, statistically speaking, they will probably get hurt. So what you want is you want that Money Map Retirement Review that we'll provide for you. We're not the only advisor that does a quality job. Please don't hear me say that. That's not what I'm saying. But I will say that we're different. And when you come in and get that money map from us, it's customized. It's based on your unique situation. It's not generic at all. It'll tell you if you're going to be okay, if you'll be able to get the income that you want for the rest of your life, and it'll help you position your investments in a way where for the least amount of risk, you have the highest probability of getting that paycheck every single month. We'll also stress test your current portfolio, again, to make sure you're not taking too much risk, and it's all put together on one big plan. It's a one-page plan where you can see all of your investments. If you're married, chances are one of you two is very technical oriented. The other one just wants the big picture. That's what the Money Map gives you. So call now, 1-800-705-1232. I want you to come in and get your customized Money Map. There's no obligation. We're not pushy with anybody. We're here to help. You decide down the line if you want to work with us or not. It's fine if you don't, but make sure you call and get your customized Money Map. 1-800-705-1232.
800-705-1232. You can call or text, whichever is easiest for you. The key is just go ahead and do it now while it's on your mind. You don't need to have your calendar in front of you. You don't need account statements in front of you. Just leave a message, either texting or voicemail, that you'd like some help, that you'd like that Money Map Retirement Review, and we'll call you back later to work out the details. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. Covered a lot of ground today. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk with you next week, right here, same time, same place, on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti.